praise the Lord. Let us just turn to Matthew, and then I'll read this first, and then we'll pray and then give out announcements. Matthew 28, and let's read from verse 19 to 20.
Because you have exercised your muscle.
And as you exercise your muscle in the natural, it strengthens. And the oxygen works through it in a superior way. And you've become more fit physically. And you're able to do things you thought you couldn't do. And when you take the praying, there is the praying in faith. It's like the faith muscle. And as you pray, and the Bible tells us we are to pray continually. Word of God says we are to pray without ceasing. And God's word can't be broken. And God says in many of the scriptures that He watches over His word to perform it and to bring it to pass. And God is watching His word tonight. And an old saint of God caller tonight, I'm not sure of the ladies living tonight. Mrs. Jones was her name. She's a wonderful woman. She'd be quite an age tonight. I haven't saw her in years. But you know, when I first conceived and first started to serve the Lord, she gave me a tremendous lesson, a word from the Lord, and wrote me out a tremendous little hymn that came to her. And the hymn said, "I have given up all for Jesus. This vain world is not for me. In remembering Calvary." And then that scripture for Paul says, "Of sinners whom I was the chief." But he was thankful he was saved. Amen. And she said to me, "Tommy, you know your prayers, God gathers them." And she said, "I want you to think that in heaven there's a vase. And God pours your prayers into this great vase. But one day it will fill, and God will begin to pour it out again." And I believe that tonight. So I believe the more we pray, the greater the blessing will come. Because God can do one thing He cannot fail. I want tonight to continue on from the message. And I said I wouldn't try to preach it all at once, and I'm not going to, and I might get it finished tonight, and that won't matter either. What I want to share with you is, we've read Matthew 28, and this is the commission. The commission that God gave to His church. The Lord bless you. Come on ahead. Praise God. It's good to see our sister over from England. That's Sammy's sister. The Lord bless you as she's come in. Five identifications to the true church. Now, we can say God's not in the church, but God is in the real church. Because the real church, we saw, first of all, the church means called out. Called out. And when the people of Israel were down in Egypt, they weren't called the church, but when God called them out of Egypt, then they became the church, because the Bible says they're the church in the wilderness. God called them church because they were called out. And that's God's revelation, if you like, or thing through the Bible. When you are called out, you're part of the church. Now we know we're living in the New Testament. That's why this is a messianic kingdom that we're in. And Jesus Christ, we saw the second thought was that there's a head of this church. So the first thought is the church is called out. Who called it out? God called it out. No man called it out. No minister.
message went unheeded. So is it in our day. They're trying to teach us today that, you know, I won't call it church, but the lodge in England give out a report, because it's not the church. We have saw the true church, and this is one of the identifications of the true church. If they don't preach repentance, you're not a member or part of the true church. You're just a lodge. Now, there's other places other than here that aren't part of the true church, so don't think we think we're the only ones. We are not. We're just a small amount of them. God has people everywhere that preach the truth. But they're telling us today that we children in five can make their own decisions. And if a wee fellow wants to come to school dressed as a girl, that'll be fine. Well, it won't be fine. It's all wrong. God never had it like that at the start. God had it Adam and Eve. Amen. Male and female. Amen. God made them. And God said them, go forth and multiply and replenish the earth. But we know in Sodom and Gomorrah the story, when the man wanted to know men other than no women, that God was not pleased with it, and he burned the five cities. Not just Sodom and Gomorrah, but he burned Tyre and Sidon as well. Five in all cities God burned with fire and brimstone. Because they rejected the call of God and the message of repentance, and so is it today. We are living in a generation that have forsaken God, that don't want God in their knowledge. And Paul told us that day would come. Paul warned us. Paul told us in 2 Thessalonians that day, meaning of the Lord's coming, will not come except there come a falling away first. And we see a great falling away today. A falling away from Christian standards. So when you read the word New Testament, you're reading God's will, new will. We're no longer under the Old Testament. We're under the New Testament. I'm glad for the New Testament today, grace. I don't come with my bullock tonight, or my turtle dove, or my pigeon, but I can come tonight because of the Lord Jesus Christ who shed his blood on the cross 2,000 years ago. And he shed his blood to wash me clean. And when I repent of my sins, and I sincerely tell the Lord I'm sorry for my sins, Lord, will you forgive me? And I accept Christ as my Lord and Christ as my Savior. And ask him to wash me in the blood of the Lamb. My sins God removes. He doesn't remove them to the shelf here. He removes them away into the sea of his forgetfulness. No longer to be remembered against me no more. I am free. You're free. And him who the Son sets free is free indeed. No longer to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Let me read you this. The message of the church, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the message of the church. The message of the church is not that Jesus has changed. Amen. Jesus Christ is not here in a physical body tonight as he was 2,000 years ago. But you remember what I preached? He's somebody in the church. That somebody is the Holy Spirit. For the Lord said, I'm going away. I am going away. But I will send you another comforter in my name. That he may abide with you forever. He'll be in you and he'll dwell with you. Not only in you, but he'll dwell with you. So the Holy Spirit is in you and he dwells with you. You need no more to teach you, for the anointing, what the Holy Ghost gives you, will teach you all things. Praise God. Amen. He's a great teacher. And he's here tonight. The Holy Spirit's here. The Holy Spirit is not in the Word. It's in the church. The true church. Do you know that? The mystical body of Jesus Christ. We'll look at that later. I won't jump the gun on that one. But we'll look at that a little later on. And I won't hold you long tonight. Praise God. Living in the church. King of the church. Raised from the dead, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Performing the same works. Whatever Jesus did when he was here 2,000 years ago, he's still able to do. If you say, brother, he cannot do it the same as he did then, you are telling me that he has changed. Now, I have a problem with that. Because my Bible says in Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, that I am the Lord thy God, I change not. Hebrews 13 verse 8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday when he was here on earth, today and forever. Amen. That he never changes. Amen. Therefore, if the Lord remains the same, his message is the same. Amen. His presence is the same. Yes. His ability is the same. He's unchanged. An unchanging God with unchanging ways. And the message of the Lord is still the same. And John the Baptist, I told you, no one preached this message. John the Baptist preached it as well. John the Baptist preached, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand.
Amen.
I tell you, it's all through the Bible, this message. You see, we don't, something that's not through this Bible, it's not part of the real church. It's man's idea. Man's idea won't save. Man's idea won't bring deliverance. But God has a way. God has a provided way and a chosen place of worship. And the place for God is chosen to worship is where he has put his name. And God did not put his name in some lodge or organization, but God put his name in the Lord Jesus Christ, his Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's where God put his name.
Amen.
And God's chosen place of worship is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the greatest thing can happen. Healing's good. Healing's good. We believe in healing. God can heal you today. Without the Savior.
Amen.
Absolutely lost.
Yes.
Lost and helpless and homeless and hopeless. Without the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But once we get saved, we had a friend in Jesus.
Amen.
That sticks closer than a brother. We can then go to Romans, John 14, for Jesus said, and you know they said, how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way.
Amen.
Jesus never said, this organization's the way or this organization. Jesus said clearly, I am the way.
Amen.
One way and only one. Through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How many knows that the gospel is not the gospel come to us not in word only, but through the power and manifestation of the Holy Ghost. That's the gospel. Paul the Apostle not only preached a message, but he demonstrated it.
That's right.
He demonstrated it many times. My Bible says that special miracles were wrought by the hands of Paul, because the Lord was with him. You said that was Paul, but you remember Jesus is the same. It was only Paul because the Lord was working through him. Now I do believe Paul was specially chosen. We heard that this morning.
Amen.
I have specially chosen you. God said that about Paul. Paul was a man of faith. Paul was a man led by the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost worked with him and through him. When Paul preached a sermon, he could demonstrate it. Because we heard this morning when the young man fell down out of the wind, he dead. After he preached all night, imagine in a service like that, he preached the whole night. But the guy often said, don't try unless you can do what Paul did. But Paul had faith. The man fell down out of the wind, dead. Paul raised him from the dead through the name of Jesus Christ. You say that was Paul. What about Peter and John? Peter and John went to pray. Say that. Silver and gold have we none. Have you ever read a book by Ivor Manhattan called The Vatican's Billions? Get a hold of it and it'll open your eyes for you. Now, I don't want to get started on it tonight, but I can tell you they cannot say silver and gold have I none. For they have the world's riches tonight. But Peter and John said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, such as I have, give I thee. In the name of the Holy Church, no. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And they took him by the hand, and my Bible says in the book of Acts, immediately he received strength. When he didn't walk, no. He leapt up to it.
Amen.
He danced to it. Glory to God. I tell you, that was a real Pentecostal meeting there, wasn't it?
Amen.
He danced up to church. Because the Bible says in the hour of prayer. Hallelujah. Now, God didn't just call us to preach the gospel to the white people or the brown people or the black or so forth. God called us to preach the gospel You know, we used to sing a wee song, I remember when I was only a boy, red and yellow, black and white, all is precious in God's sight, all. But we're called to preach the gospel to every creature. So what do you see this message that this church has is a message of repentance. Now look at Mark 16, verse 16 to 19. Now, if you want a word from the Lord, mark this. This is God's word. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, if you're part of the group that doesn't believe, they won't follow you. What did he get that? But if you are a believer, and you have followed the word of God and been baptized, not in some organizational term, but according to the Bible, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, didn't Peter preach and Paul in Acts 2:38, repent, Peter, Acts 2:38, repent ye therefore, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, water doesn't save you.
No.
But once you accept Christ as your Savior, you go through the water, the baptism, as a sign of obedience, that you believed in the Lord. But according to God's word, if you do it believing, you will get the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm not talking about some sort of a gift, and it could be that, but I'm not talking about that. This gift is eternal life.
Amen.
Get that tonight.
Amen.
It is eternal life. That's what we're talking about. Not just some gift, but this is the gift of eternal life. Eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Amen.
Recovery doesn't mean they're going to get up straight away. Recovery means recovery.
Amen.
If I was to recover something, it could take me time, but I'll do it.
Amen.
It'll be recovered.
Amen.
It will be recovered. I want to tell you tonight on the authority, not of me, but of the word of God. I believe God's word. I am willing to do anything for it.
Amen.
I believe it tonight.
Amen.
God keeps his word. God never said to me, Tommy McKinstry, when you go and lay hands on the sick, it's totally up to you to heal him. God never said that. For I couldn't do it. How could I do it? You couldn't. But God said, if we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover, because God himself will recover them. He's the healer.
Amen.
He's the Savior.
Amen.
He's the baptizer in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
But he wants us to believe him.
Amen.
Well, that's true.
What about the story that Jack Cove told? Jack Cove told that when he was a young preacher, and this is Jack Cove from the 60s, and he said that God told him to have a healing meeting. You say, where would the Bible be for that? I just read it. Mark 16. Lay hands on the sick. What about James? Call the elders of the church. Anoint the sick with oil. Poor faithful, save the sick. If they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven.
Amen.
There's no foot for the devil here.
Amen.
You say, brother, I feel God. Well, get on your knees and ask God to forgive you. He'll still heal you. Repentance brings a blessing. But he had these meetings, and the minister said to him, he wasn't a pastor, he was just a preacher in the church, and he went to the pastor and he said, And he prayed for him and said, go believe in that, sister, you're healed. But he said, this one woman came, she was blind. And he said, everybody he prayed for, he was praying for that one woman. And when she came up to him, he put her right back to the back of the queue to give him a bit more time to build his own faith up. For he hadn't faith to pray for her. And he said, God spoke to him. And God said, Zacho, whatever made you think you could heal the sick? And he says, I can't, Lord. And the Lord said to him, then let me do it. Yeah. And he said, she came up again before him and he prayed for her. And he said, can you see? And she says, I can see men like, you know, moving slightly. And the scripture came to him. Now get this. For there's a scripture that says Jesus prayed for a man that was blind, and he said, I can see them moving in the trees, and Jesus prayed again. That was the Lord's hand. And he said, I can see. Nobody's ever read that scripture. It's in the Bible, you know. Jacob said that came to him, and he prayed again. And she said, I can see. And he said, she took off over the meat, and she ran all over it. You'd do the same, wouldn't you? I can tell you how God's able to do it.
Yes.
I had the privilege to sit as close as Brother Abrams is to me. As close as Abrams is to me. And I saw a young woman, she came in a service with her mother, was led in with a cane. And God opened her eyes in front of me. I saw it with my own eyes. And she was healed by the power of God. And saw. And a whole stir broke in the town. And half of the village came out to find two white men. That's what they said. Me and Brother Alan Connor. They had some sort of healings. But we were moved on to the next. Where we were doing the meetings. Hundreds of miles on. Moved on. But our God's able to do that. Now healing's not the most important thing. But if someone's suffering, God can heal them. Jesus said, or sorry, the Isaiah, the prophet said in Isaiah 53, he was wounded for my transgressions. And by his stripes,
amen,
I am healed.
Yes,
2 Peter 2:24 says, he has himself bore our sins in his own body, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Jesus paid the price for you. But for our healing, I believe in the four square gospel. Savior, healer, baptizer in the Holy Ghost, and soon coming King. I'm getting myself a badge with it, and I'm wearing it. Not so much I think of it. And I don't care what anybody thinks of it, I'm going to start wearing it. Four square badge. You say that's a denomination, it's a truth. That four square is a gospel truth. There's a lot of people wearing things and there's no gospel truth behind them. People wear crosses. Jesus is no longer on the cross. Not that saying don't wear a cross, but Jesus is not on the cross. He's risen from the dead. He's alive. Not on a cross. He's risen. If you're a real believer, you believe in signs, wonders, and miracles. And if you have no vision, how can we have these true things? The Bible says without a vision, people perish.
Amen.
Now I'm closing just for a moment. 5 minutes and I'm closing. I won't hold you as long as I. I'm not finished, but I'll not worry about that. Here's my other thought. How do you join this church? Now the message in this church is repentance, but how do you join this church? Now you know if you have to join certain places, they have rituals, they have certain things to do. How do you join this true church? There is no way of joining this church. You have to be born into it. You never joined the family. You were born into the family. I am a McKinstry because I was born into the McKinstry family. Spirit of Almighty God. Let's read the greatest portion in all of the Bible, what talks about it, John 3, verse 1. And I'm closing at 7 o'clock, I'm closing. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, that seeing came to Jesus by night. Afraid of anybody seeing him. That's why come in the dark. And said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou dost except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. You'll never understand unless you have the new birth. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, he must be born again. People mock it, you know. Them's one of them born again boys. You've heard it. The world mocks it. But if you're not one of them born again men or women, you're not a part of the church. The true church.
Amen.
One more scripture about this. It doesn't say join, it says born.
Yes.
You can't join it.
No.
Shaking hands won't help you.
No.
Signing a book won't help you. Saying a prayer that somebody tells you will answer you. Though it could be good. But only by being born again of the Spirit of Almighty God. And to be born again, you must do what the church message says to do, the true church. That's repent.
Yes,
and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And you will be born again.
Yes, Lord.
Not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible seed, but live and abide forever. 1 Corinthians 12:13, here's how you get it. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. That's the Holy Spirit now. Whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been made all to drink into one Spirit. So by one Spirit are you baptized into one body. Christ, you can come. I'm going to read these comments and I'm closing. When you're born again, when you become part of the body of Christ by the Holy Spirit, you have a free guarantee of resurrection. Free guarantee. Because of the precious blood of Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, all your sins were placed on Him. He took our place. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, Romans chapter 8, to them that are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. And the word condemnation means judgment. Doesn't mean if you do bad as a Christian, you won't be judged. That's not what it means. It means the judgment or the penalty of eternal separation is not on you no more. It's gone. Christ has taught it. And they go to the place that God never made for man. God never made it for man. A place called hell. Never was made for man. The Bible says it was made for the devil and his fallen angels. But the Christ rejecter will go there. Those that don't come to Christ are going to go to a place for you. It's a terrible thing. But if you'll only come God's way, God's provided way through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, then Romans 8 will be yours.
Amen.
It'll be yours. Guaranteed.
Amen.
No condemnation. No judgment. Whether you live or die, no judgment is dealt with. Because you have eternal life.
Amen.
And you have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And even if your body goes to the grave, your soul goes to be with the Lord. Paul the Apostle said, absent from this body, present with the Lord. I tell you tonight, and I'm serious tonight, if you're not right with God, get right. God didn't send a son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Let's bow our heads this evening. I'm not going to ask anybody to lift hands, to pray or anything tonight. But I want you with your eyes closed for your heart. The quietness of this meeting, I want you to pray to the Lord. And if you're a believer tonight and you need God's help for anything, you tell the Lord about it right now. And if there's someone not right in your life, ask the Lord to forgive you. And the Lord will do it. The Bible tells us he's our high priest. He's touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you tonight that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, I pray that the brightness of the gospel will shine tonight while the voice of the preacher silent. May thy word have a power within it that will speak on while this meeting's over. May it speak in the hearts of men and women. May it convict and may it deliver and may it set free and may it bring to the saving knowledge of the truth men and women that they be born again of the Spirit of Almighty God. Father, strengthen our sister Carol tonight. Oh Lord, I pray you'll grant her your grace. Bless the whole family. Give them strength and grace. And Father, I pray again for Sarge, that thou indeed will do a work which no man can do. And thou will touch him and heal him. For we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Father, part us for thy blessing that maketh rich and out of no sorrows. Bless the song leader as he comes tonight. Bless the remainder of this service. Bless all that's here. And Lord, if someone with someone come on their heart tonight and they're confused, Lord, we know that's not you, for your spirit and you are not the author of confusion. Father, I pray that you'll speak into their hearts and minister in by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Now, Lord, we acknowledge you in all our ways. And we pray thou wilt direct our goings out and our comings in. And that thou wilt meet every need and keep us as the apple of thy eye till thou wilt come or call. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you. And don't forget a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And the Lord bless each and every one. Keep praying for Brother Salvation. God bless you all.